feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
شندي. آفیاک تمرلی 28th October 2008. You have created a good gathering amongst yourselves. Bab Dada is pleased. It's a means to bring about zeal and enthusiasm. Everyone wants newness. It's good making sure to follow it up, for by doing so, there will be the enthusiasm in everyone to take part. We can also show it. It will happen. Baba is talking with senior sisters. So you have created a good gathering, and Baba is pleased. It's a means to bring about zeal and enthusiasm. Everyone wants newness. The entire existence is continuous celebration. And celebration is possible only when there is newness. Otherwise, if newness is lost, life becomes dull and drab. The very essence of life goes away. You are stuck in the rut of life, the same daily routine, the same everything, leading to nothing but boredom and resulting frustration. Life should be a continuous series of newness, and there should be a new attempt every day to bring about newness. Every morning is a fresh start. Every Amrit Vela is a new jump into the new realities of life. And this life is a journey. It's like a river. The river is moving through the mountains, cutting across villages, mountains. It's meandering path, ultimately merging into the ocean. so also life is like that meandering river. Every turn is newness. Every event, every circumstance, every person teaches us something new. And every human being wants newness. And if there is no newness, the very music of life is lost. Newness is that music, intrinsic music, which is flowing within. There is no need for any instrument. It's an automatic music, which is flowing. So there should be every attempt to make life new. Every day we turn a new page. Once there was a guru and he told his disciples to go in the garden and bring something from the garden. He gave each of the disciples one bowl. Some disciples brought flowers, some brought fruits, some got herbs, and in this manner every disciple got something or other from the garden. But there was one disciple who came with empty bowl, and the master asked, "Why did not you bring anything? Why is your bowl empty?" And the disciples said, "My bowl is not empty. I have also brought. But I have brought love. I have brought freshness. I have brought beauty. I have brought essence. I have brought meaning. I have brought fragrance in my bowl. Flowers may wilt, fruits may rot, and herbs might lose their essence, because these things are ephemeral, and I have brought freshness with me." Life is also a garden, with its tantalizing aroma. But along with flowers, along with fruits, along with leaves, along with beauty which is there in the garden, there are also thorns, weeds, soil, mud. In this garden of life, now it depends upon you what you bring in your bowl. Life is all about choice. What you choose, happiness or sorrow. The garden is in front of you. Go and take what you want. It's like a honeybee. Now you have to collect honey from different flowers. Go, search, seek, find, rejoice. So, God is that bridegroom who has come with newness. Every Amrit Vela is a new start. So let this Amrit Vela be filled with new experiments of Raj Yoga. Let this Amrit Vela be filled with new drills. Let it become new, with new relationships, with new experiences of new places. Every place is so new. Every place has got different vibrations. The vibrations of the hut are different from the vibrations of Baba's room. The vibrations of the history hall are different from the vibrations of Shantistham. So when your mind becomes extremely sensitive, spiritually sensitive, you feel vibrations everywhere, then everything is but vibrations for you. Waves and waves and waves. You don't see gross structures, but you feel vibrations. Just as go and sit by the side of a huge tree. What you feel? A different biofield. A different energy field. Pass through the jungle. A different energy field. Look at the mountains, the rocks, the hilly terrain, the river, the streams, the waterfall, the lake, the sky, the stars, the moon. Everything, everything is pulsating with vibrations. And there is nothing gross, but a sea of vibrations. The whole world becomes an ocean of vibrations. You rise above the physical domain, you enter into the realm of vibrations, where there's music everywhere. Can you hear the chirpings of the birds? Sit still and listen. They are saying something. Listen now. Close the eyes. So every morning is new. This is not the same music which you had heard yesterday. These are not the same birds which were singing yesterday. These are new birds. And they are coming with new tunes and new lyrics and new music and new symphony. And the entire existence is music. The entire existence is vibrations. There's a music flowing everywhere. Even in this wood, even in rocks, even in mountains, everywhere, whatsoever you see is music. So, when you realize that the entire ocean, this entire existence is an ocean of vibrations, you start feeling those vibes. So entire Madhuban is pulsating with new vibes. And there is new vibes at different places. In the courtyard, in the dining, different vibes. Here, different vibes. In the Murli Hall, different vibes. So make the mind so sensitive, so subtle, that you start feeling the vibes. For that, you need to increase your closeness to nature. Walk barefoot and feel what earth the soil is saying to you. Watch the rising sun. Watch the setting sun. Watch the moon, the stars. Stargazing, moon gazing, cloud gazing, sun gazing. Watch everything and feel. Listen. In silence, in solitude. There would be miracle everywhere. In yesterday's Sakar Murli, there was one statement about Brahma. Earlier he didn't know anything. And then suddenly, what was in his intellect? What was the word? Yesterday's Sakar Murli. Brahma did not know anything earlier. And then suddenly, in his buddhi, in his intellect, there was something. What was the word? Chamatkar. A miracle. Then suddenly, in your intellect, a miracle will enter. A newness will enter. Something very new. So make an attempt for doing something new every day. A new drill, a new understanding, a new chintan, a new churning, a new joy, a new bliss, a new rapture, a new hobby, a new habit, a new adventure, a new walk. Everything new. A new challenge, a new trekking, a new stroll, a new sport. Something new. A game which you never played before. Play it. Be like a child. Run. Jump. And a child is so tireless. Have you seen a child playing? What a boundless energy he has got. A bodybuilder might get tired, but a child never gets tired. Why? He carries with him an energy. Why that energy is there? Because that child is in tune with nature. That child is in tune with that what is natural and that what is original. And we in our natural and original state are extremely powerful. Because then we don't operate at the level of body. We no more remain body, but we enter into a bodiless stage. And anything that is physical is not required there. If you want to feel the vibrations of any place, the best method is to get rid of food that day. Food is the greatest barrier. Walk barefoot on soil during fasting and walk barefoot on grass during fasting, without fasting. You will realize grass is disturbance. But that realization will come only when you are in the fasting mode. Otherwise, both will appear same. You are walking on grass, you are walking on soil. But the mind will become extremely subtle when you decide to give up food for some period of time, for some hours of the day. Suddenly, the sensitivity increases. Suddenly, the senses become sharp. Suddenly, the mind jumps into a new dimension. And you realize grass is disturbance. People walk on grass. Grass absorbs your energy. And when you walk on ground, you absorb energy. So learn to kick out food for some time throughout the day. That's what is known as intermittent fasting. At least 12 hours per day. No food, no water. Enter into the fasting mode. And in that mode, you realize subtleties of life. And life becomes a festivity, a joy, a creativity, a newness, a new habit, a new hobby, a new joy. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. you have created a good gathering among yourself. Bab Dada is pleased. It is a means to bring about zeal and enthusiasm. Everyone wants newness. It is good. Make sure to follow it up for by doing so. There will be the enthusiasm in everyone to take part. We can also show it. It will happen. Avyakta Murli, 20th October 2008. Om Shanti.